Art, let's start with Robinson Cano becoming an official Mariner on Thursday. One of the best hitters in Major League Baseball with one of the biggest contracts in MLB history.
It's such a remarkable departure from Mariners past habits that it has stunned not only Seattle, but the entire baseball world. And the way I look at it is that the Mariners for years were trying to grow farm-raised talent that is more affordable and more knowable just from the standpoint of watching a player progress through the minor league system. But being smart didn't get him anywhere, so they decided to be stupid. And this contract is really stupid. It's 10 years for $240 million, but the Mariners had no choice because so many mistakes have been made in baseball player personnel and with managers and with the president and with the CEO that they had really no option but to go all out on one guy and try to build something around him. And that really is the second part of whether this deal makes sense, is that can they supplement Cano with the hitters around him in the lineup that can make them competitive? And they added a couple of players in this past week, Corey Hart and Logan Morrison, first base DH outfield types, but they're both coming off knee injuries. And I see these guys as being another Mike Morris or Jason Bay, two players from a year ago who were brought in past their prime and hoped they'd be healthy enough and didn't work out. So I'm not impressed with those. I'm a little leery about the entire roster, but they're not done building. They still need a number three veteran pitcher, and they still have moves to make. So maybe something else will happen besides Cano and these two moves to make Mariner fans actually look forward to spring.
All right. Well, in other big news in the local sports scene since you and I last met is the hiring of Chris Peterson from Boise State to be the new head football coach at the University of Washington. I've heard nothing but good stuff about this guy. Is he the right coach for UW at the right time?
This is the best hire they have made at coach since Don James in 1975. It's really remarkable timing. Washington is on an uptick as far as the program. Steve Sarkisian got him to 8-4 before he took off for USC. And they've also got the new stadium. And that's really a big recruiting selling point. So I can see that with the stadium in place, good city, and now they've got a coach who is the equal of both. This is really going to be a positive outcome, I think, for Washington, because not only is Peterson good strategically, and he's also a very original football thinker, he's had no hint of NCAA scandal, and he graduates his Boise State players at a rate faster than the student body. So that put a big smile on upper campus's face at Washington, where they've had a number of years where that wasn't the case and scandals with NCAA rules. So it looks like this is the right guy at the right time for the right school, and I think Washington fans should be very, very excited about Peterson's arrival.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.